Serving Bayside, Melbourne for 35 years. This is 88.3 Southern FM.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, baby, if I could turn. If I could turn back time.
40 years ago last month, Voyager 2 was outbound from the planet Uranus. Two Voyager spacecraft were launched toward the outer planets in 1977. In 1979, they passed by Jupiter, then continued to Saturn, which they reached in late 1980 and mid-1981. Voyager 1 made a close flyby of the Saturnian moon Titan before going above the plane of the solar system, that's the plane of the ecliptic, and off towards interstellar space, never to see another planet again. Voyager 2 remained in the ecliptic plane and coasted on to Uranus. On 1986, January the 24th, Voyager 2 became the first, and to date only, spacecraft to fly past Uranus. In 1990, Voyager mission scientist Ed Stone summarized what Voyager 2 learnt about Uranus.
Uranus, which is tipped on its side, and has a rather different atmosphere, or it should have had, we thought, a different atmosphere, because over its year, the polar regions receive, on the average, more sunlight than the equatorial region, unlike the other planets that we've been studying. Yet we found that the equator was just as warm as the polar region, but it was a very quiescent atmosphere. There were relatively few plumes. This small white feature you see here is one eruptive plume, perhaps like those abundance of plumes that we saw at Jupiter, allowing us to measure winds in Uranus's atmosphere, but Uranus turned out to have a rather quiescent atmosphere. Of course, it receives a great deal less heat yet to drive the weather system, only about 5% that Jupiter receives from the sun and from its internal heat source. Well, Uranus held a big surprise for us. It was tipped on its side with its rotation axis pointed at the sun currently. We expected the magnetic poles would be near those same axes as they are on all the other planets we'd visited, and we found the magnetic poles instead to be down near the equator, tilted by a large angle and offset from the center by almost a third of the radius of the planet. We initially thought that was an anomaly, that is, was an accident, was not of any fundamental interest, perhaps having to do necessarily of any fundamental interest, perhaps having to do with Neptune being tipped on its side and being heated more in the pole than the equator, or perhaps we were seeing the magnetic field reverse, as it does here on Earth every half a million years or so. We headed on out to Uranus. The next slide shows some of the Uranus rings. There are 10 rings around Uranus. Voyager discovered one of them, and we discovered two of the shepherding moons which are there, but we did not find the others, presumably because they are too small to be seen and too dark. These rings and the moons themselves at Uranus are charcoal black and exceedingly difficult to image. Then we went on out to Uranus, to another small moon, also only about 300 miles across, and found an even more elaborate surface. And we now believe that, in fact, in the case of both Enceladus and Miranda, that there had to be some other source of heat besides radioactivity. And the thing which is suggested is tidal heating. That is that the moon is in orbit around the planet, but not in a circular orbit, and as a result, the tides, the stress, its surface is flexed as it orbits the planet, much as Io is still being flexed today as it orbits Jupiter, and that flexing has contributed to the source of heat, which then allowed these two small worlds to have this extensive kind of activity, where major pieces of the surface have fault systems. The next slide shows this area up close, where you can now see parallel what look like scarps and many fault systems. And even down here, where if we take the next image, one takes this same scarp and turns it around so that one gets a better sense, this scarp, which is some 12 miles high. This is on a moon which is a mere 300 miles across. That was, even with all of our experience at Jupiter and Saturn, this still was a surprise to find such diversity on such a small world.
And that was Ed Stone, who at the time was the Voyager Project scientist. Ed Stone, a very good friend of the space show. He gave us many, many interviews and talks, and you can find them on our website, which is space.southernfm.com.au. Well, as of today, there are no approved plans by any nation to revisit Uranus. So what we've got is what we've got.